All right, Saucon here with Dusty Golden. How's everything going, Dusty?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Oh, things are going pretty good myself. Now we're getting ready to play your new song here on River Country Rising Stars called Against the Grain. So let the people get to know a bit more about you. You're from Mayerthorpe, so a little bit from us in Peace River, but not extremely overly that far. You do rodeo. What made you want to pursue singing there for a career alongside, I'm guessing rodeo must be part of a career?
I'm a bull rider full time and 7 years old, and Santa got me my first guitar for Christmas there. And I started taking lessons for a few years and just play around the campfire here and there. But yeah, I got hurt in the last 2 years now. I've been dealing with some ankle troubles and haven't been able to compete as much as I'd like to. So it kind of closed one door for a few years, but it opened up another. So I've just been just stepping into this music thing and still riding bulls and keeping that number one, and just trying to see where this music is going to take me.
So did rodeo in any way inspire, apart from the injuries, you kind of pursuing music in any way, shape, or form? Or, I mean, being around it, obviously they usually have some sort of social events and entertainment at the rodeos. So did that influence you at all to go, hey, you know, maybe I'd like to give that a shot, or just coincidence?
Well, you know, I always knew I'd end up recording some songs later on in life, but I never really knew it was going to be this early. I always kind of figured I'd just write a few tunes, and I figured I'd just write as many songs as I could while I was rodeoing, and then after I retired from riding bulls, and I could record them all and try the music gig out. But I guess some circumstances led to that happening a little sooner, and it's not a bad thing at all. I think it's been a blast being able to rodeo and then work on the music side too when a guy can't work on the rodeo side. So it's been the best of both worlds here lately.
Sort of the way Cody Johnson got his start. He was a bull rider, if memory serves, and I think he either got injuries or got talked out of it by his family to maybe try something else. So.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So when it comes to rodeo and the bulls, why the bulls? Why not Bronx? Why not do some roping events? What made you want to go for the bulls?
To tell you the truth, it's just in my blood. I don't know. I was, ever since I can remember, I've wanted to be a bull rider. And it's kind of been the number one goal since I've hit the ground, really. And my dad, he rode bulls, and my grandpa on my mom's side there, he rode bulls too, and I was just kind of grew up around bull riders, and not really so much around the bull riding. I think my parents wanted to kind of keep me away from it as much as they could, but when I got a little bit older, they supported the heck out of me, and they took me everywhere to all these practice pens and little jackpots, and slowly worked my way up the ranks, now just trying to stay healthy and head down the old PBR trail.
Now, would it have been viewed as less than had you rode anything other than a bull in your family? Like, you would have been teased and ridiculed for it, or?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, I've got cousins that are great ropers and uncles that are great calf ropers. Come from, like, a rodeo background for sure. And then roping is a lot bigger in my family background than the rough stock side of things is, actually. My dad was probably the first one out of this side of the family to ride bulls, and my grandpa, he's an old cowboy. He's kind of been there, done that, done it all. He rode bulls way back in the day too, but the roping side is actually a lot bigger than the rough stock side.
So at some point in time, can we expect a Dear Rodeo-esque song out of you like we got from Cody Johnson when it's all said and done and you got to hang him up?
I don't know. I got a few years before then, so we'll see.
Well, it just means you got a few years to try to pen it down then, that's all, but...
yeah, I guess so.
All right, well, let's talk about this new song of yours called Against the Grain. Where did this one come from for you, and why put this one out to radio, of all things?
This one just kind of came to me while I was driving, actually, to tell you the truth. It was two totally different songs. It was kind of based on the same idea, I guess. And I was just driving down the road, and that's kind of where I do most of my writing. It just seems to come to me a lot easier, and I scribbled half this one song down and then drove a little further and scribbled half this next song down. And when I got home, I realized that they had the same chords, so I put them together and it made sense. So I slapped her together and I've been wanting to put this one out to radio. It just kind of describes, you know, taking your first steps away from home, whether you're going to college or you're buying a new house or whatever it is, but it's kind of describes that scary yet exciting feeling of growing up and taking your first steps away from home for sure.
So what made you ultimately decide radio versus just putting it on streaming? Was it on streaming a bit before and you said, okay, I like these numbers, let's go with this? Or what's your process like for sending songs to radio?
Well, I mean, I just kind of wanted to see what's going to happen. You know, I'm not too sure how these songs will do on radio. They're a little bit different than the norm that's being played right now for sure, but I figured I might as well try it, and if it works, then it works, and if not, then we'll just keep riding bulls and picking tunes.
So what's the experience been like for you venturing in over the last couple of years into country music then for you? Has it been a pleasant experience so far? As I'm sure there's still a bit on that learning curve, but what's been the experience like for you so far?
Oh, it's been great. I've met a lot of great people, and they've helped me out quite a bit. I've found out the bull riding side of things is easy on the mind and hard on the body. And this music side of things is easy on the body and hard on the mind. But we're making it work and trying to learn as much as I can. And yeah, no, it's been really good. I think I fell in with the right group of people here last year and a half, 2 years or so. It's going to be pretty exciting to see what comes ahead here.
Now, I'm curious, do you at all perform at rodeos while you're competing in the rodeos? Or is it like a separation of church and state there for you?
Well, no, I had a few gigs lined up like that this last summer, but it turned out I was either hurt and I couldn't ride, or I was sick and I couldn't play. So it hasn't worked out yet, but one of these days for sure, I'm gonna get out of the arena and then go ahead to the stage right after. I just don't know quite where yet, but if I can play a show or at a place where I'm riding bulls, I mean, that's a double whammy. You can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, just get bucked right off that bull and just go, whoa, okay, just where's the stage now? Okay, that's all I need to know. Yeah, which is the stage? Well, I don't care where that bull is. Where's the stage?
Yeah, well, hopefully not bucked off. Hopefully just get off and walk over there.
So what exactly do you have planned for 2025, as we are still at the very beginning of the year? Do you have any plans going music-wise, or is it kind of just taking it one thing at a time?
Well, I'm just trying to get healed back up here. I got surgery on my ankle in August, and yeah, just trying to get some muscle built up in there and get back riding bulls again here. And keep writing tunes, and when I got enough tunes wrote for an album, then hop in the recording studio and get them all recorded up. So yeah, that's about what my 2025 is looking like right there.
Awesome. Well, Against the Grain is a great song. Happy to be about to play it for the people. Thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Dusty.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.